Hello everyone. Welcome to JanBask Training. Our today discussion topic is Microsoft SQL Server Certification. What all you should know? What are the certifications that you hold? I am sure if you are an IT professional you must have heard this as one of the questions while being interviewed. Why? Because that is the best way to decide whether you have a particular skill set or not. Same is the case with Microsoft SQL Server Certification. Let us see what all you should know about Microsoft SQL Server Certification before getting into it. The article covers the following. Why get a Microsoft certification? Microsoft certifications are among the most exceptionally respected in the IT field, and in this present scenario where an ever-increasing number of individuals are picking up degrees, and certifications can give you an edge. In addition to the fact that they validate your aptitudes with an all-inclusive perceived symbol of respect, yet additionally outline your willingness to continually upgrade and your readiness to consistently improve your very own knowledge. Not exclusively would certifications be able to check you out amid your quest for new employment, they can give your compensation package a good knock as well. Our most recent Microsoft Dynamics salary survey uncovered that 33% of Microsoft experts were happily granted a raise in their compensation packages post-affirmation. Microsoft's own investigation found that Microsoft-certified technologists gain on an average 15% more than their non-insured companions. They can likewise enable you to climb the expert's stepping stool quicker, as indicated by a 2012 Microsoft study. About 91% of enlisting administrators see affirmations as a basic piece of their criteria while contracting senior-level staff. What are the Microsoft certification levels? The primary rung on Microsoft's accreditation stepping stool is the Microsoft Technology Associate, MTA. Prescribed for those new to innovation, MTAs have no essentials and are not required to sit for a test at the next level. MTAs speak to the essentials of innovative seeing, but nevertheless, they give a beneficial beginning stage and a strong establishment of information. In case you're already working with innovation, or have a nice comprehension of it, you can presumably skirt the MTA and head straight for a Microsoft Certified Solutions Associate, MCSA. Prescribed for those looking for a passage-level job in IT, an MCSA affirmation confirms the fundamental arrangement of abilities you must get straight down to business. If you need to pick up a more elevated amount of confirmation later, you must gain an MCSA first before you can advance on to an MSCE. The Microsoft Certified Solutions Expert, MCSE, is the most astounding certification granted by Microsoft and is planned for IT experts expecting to approve multifaceted specialized capacities. Comparable to the MCSE regarding rank is the MCSD or Microsoft Certified Solutions Developer. Work to approve hands-on abilities expected to assemble present-day versatile and web applications and administrations. The MCSD experienced may be the most extreme winnow in Microsoft's accreditation reshuffle, where there were once 6 MCSDs to browse, there is currently just a single, yet ideally, we'll see new choices made accessible in the near future. Additionally, accessible, however not set on an indistinguishable way from alternate affirmations, is the Microsoft Office Specialist, MOS, accreditation. The MOS is a different accreditation, made to enable Office super clients to confirm their capacities during a time where the world and his better half has Word and Excel abilities on their resumes. Under the MOS umbrella there are three dimensions: MOS, which confirms general Office abilities; MOS Expert, a higher qualification for Word and Excel innovations; and MOS Master, accessible for PowerPoint, Access, and Outlook. To put it plainly, to accomplish Microsoft affirmed supreme quality you have to 1. Pass one exam to first obtain an MTA credential. Optional and not a prerequisite. 2. Pass another 2 or 3, depending on the subject, predetermined set of exams to obtain an MSCA certification. 3. Select and pass an exam from a pool of Microsoft electives to obtain an MSCE certification. Likewise, to the MTA and MCSA levels, there are no pre-essentials required to sit a standard Dimension MOS test, or a MOS expert test, just select the tests you need to sit, be it in Word, Excel or another Office application, and pass the expected tests to wind up affirmed. To sit the MOS Master Test, you should initially have passed the three required tests at MOS expert level, before picking one further elective test to acquire your MOS Master. How to prepare for the exam? So how might you get ready for this test? There are various ways, however, undoubtedly, the most ideal approach to plan for any accreditation test is to get hands-on involvement with the subject material. Download an assessment copy of SQL Server 2012 and play with these themes. You can discover numerous online assets and instructional exercises that incorporate different practice works out, many which utilize the example database condition that accompanies SQL Server. If you have additional time and monetary assets, another extraordinary method to get ready is to take a class from any number of Microsoft training partners. You can discover connections to access classes utilizing the site beneath in the extra perusing and reference region. On the off chance that you have the inspiration and inclination, you can likewise utilize oneself preparing a strategy. There are various books, recordings, and internet preparing programs accessible to support you. Regardless of how you choose to gain proficiency with the material, you will probably need to take some training tests to check your insight level. Despite the fact that this can be exorbitant, the exact opposite thing anybody needs to do is go into a test and turn out with a coming up short score. Despite the fact that this can be exorbitant, the exact opposite thing anybody needs to do is go into a test and turn out with a coming up short score. It is exorbitant to retake the test, and it is simply commonly crippling. So scan online for a supplier of training tests, and at any rate look at whatever free choices there are with the goal that you have a vibe for a portion of the sorts of inquiries you will be asked and how they are inquired. Conclusion. This is all that you must know about Microsoft SQL Server certifications. You now know the significance of the certifications, how to approach it and how to prepare for it. We hope you like this audio. Stay tuned with us more interested videos.